Hey, everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is producer Andrew Colvett back behind the microphone by popular demand, or at least I like to tell myself that. We are on day three of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict watch on pins and needles over here, folks. I take the opportunity to go through 10 lies, 10 heinous lies debunked in this trial about Kyle Rittenhouse that the MSNBCs of the world, and that comes in later, have been spewing and telling and falsely claiming about a young 17-year-old at the time, now 18, young boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, who has been smeared in this whole ordeal. And we debunk them with the help of our friend Miranda Devine's wonderful article out of the New York Post. And we talk about the bombshell news that MSNBC has been kicked out of the courtroom and why. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. We also have some juicy news coming out of the White House about the future of Vice President Kamala Harris, or the lack thereof. And before we get into it, I want to remind everybody, you do not want to miss out on America Fest. That's tpusa.com/amfest. You are not going to want to miss this one-of-a-kind celebration of freedom, patriotism, and the American way. We've got Tucker Carlson. We've got Jesse Waters. We've got Jim Jordan. We've got Candace Owens. We have so many people. I can't even begin to start. Who's not going to be there? That's worth seeing. That is. Oh, and we have Lauren Boebert there, and we have some great sound from her in this episode that you're not going to. It's too good not to share with you. Lauren Boebert is going to be there, and you're going to see why you are not going to want to miss that. So listen to the entire episode. That is tpusa.com/amfest. Be there or be a leftist. Okay. Without further ado, buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is producer Andrew filling in for the one and only Charlie Kirk. Andrew Colvett, honored to be here as always. Every so often I get the opportunity to guest host for Charlie when he's unable to be here, and it's always a lot of fun. Charlie will be back tomorrow, never fear, and we are standing by as Kyle Rittenhouse, day three of jury deliberation is underway, so we're going to be monitoring that very closely, never fear. As a matter of fact, it's a day of threes, I would say. Little known fact, but we are entering year three of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's right. We're entering into year three. The first reported case that can be verified, as close as we can tell, because the Chinese Communist Party is not exactly forthcoming with such details, was November 17th, 2019. So that's right. You are hearing me correctly. 15 days to slow the spread. We are now officially entering year three of the COVID-19 pandemic. I think that's officially the new normal. I think we're all living through that together. This is, and I'm going to get into Kyle Rittenhouse in just a second. Miranda Devine, who's a friend of the show, she's fantastic. She wrote a phenomenal piece in the Post, and I'm going to get to that. The 10 lies that have been debunked about Kyle Rittenhouse in the trial, and they should stand for everything. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to get to that in just one second. But I want to just start on this little known fact for all of your edification and enjoyment. They believe, this is the South China Morning Post, reported in March of 2020, that the Chinese government believed the first known patient was a 55-year-old Hubei province resident diagnosed on November 17, 2019. Now, again, nobody can independently verify that fact, but November 17th would be the day, unless it's actually older than that. We've already been in year three as a couple of days ago. There were three researchers, as many of you might know, from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology who became sick enough in November 2019 that they had to seek out hospital care. And they lost their sense of smell. Could be a crazy coincidence. We're not sure because they're not saying. Anyways, welcome to year three of the pandemic, folks. We are all in it together. I hope you guys are not complying very vigorously wherever you are. So I'm going to get into Kyle Rittenhouse. This is day three. We have been upfront on this story in a massive way. We have, I think, done as well as anybody, if not the best out there, of keeping you up to date on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. There's a lot of misinformation out there. The mainstream media, we had Alan Dershowitz on yesterday. Alan Dershowitz is saying that if and when Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted, that he should pull a Nick Sandman and go straight for the jugular of CNN, MSNBC, and all these crooks and liars and scam artists. I am completely on board with Mr. Dershowitz. These are the 10 lies, according to, and kudos to our friend Miranda Devine for calling them heinous lies, because they are indeed that. The 10 heinous lies debunked by this trial. One. He killed two black BLM protesters. This is, of course, untrue. All three of the men that Kyle Rittenhouse shot in self-defense during these violent riots were all white. Number two, he crossed state lines. So this is a bit of a tricky one, but it is in fact basically false. He lived 20 miles from Kenosha. This is a common misconception. He lived 20 miles from Kenosha in Antioch, Illinois. Now, Charlie is actually a native from this part of the world, and he can tell you he knew the streets of Kenosha like the back of his hand. It's basically one suburban area that continues on. But so he lived in Antioch, but his father, grandmother, aunt, uncle, and cousins and best friend all lived in Kenosha. He had a job as a lifeguard in Kenosha, and he worked a shift on August 25th before helping clean graffiti left by the rioters at a local school. Okay, so he had a job. He worked there. All his family was there. That's a lot of evidence going in his favor. Number three, Rittenhouse took an AR-15 across state lines. Miranda writes, Esquire accused him of terrorist tourism. This is false. He kept his rifle in a safe at his best friend's stepfather's house in Kenosha. Number four, and I hope you guys are following along with me. Number four, the gun was illegal. Wrong. And the judge actually ended up throwing out this charge, dismissed this charge, rightfully so. And our friend Will Chamberlain over at Human Events has a great thread on Twitter if you want to check it out that he re-upped. He called this about a year ago, and his prediction came to pass. Under Wisconsin law, he was entitled to possess the AR-15 as a 17-year-old. Okay, so the gun was not illegal. Rittenhouse's mother drove him across state lines to the riot. Wendy Rittenhouse, who's 46, never went to Kenosha. She slept late the morning of August 25th after working a 16-hour shift at a nursing home. These are salt-of-the-earth people, by the way, folks. I don't know if you've realized that. In Antioch, Illinois, she told the Chicago Tribune Kyle had already gone to his job in Kenosha when she woke up. Number six, he was an active shooter who took his gun to a riot looking for trouble. This, I want to play some tape here. I want to play tape of Joe Scarborough, because this is actually at the heart of the issue. This is cut 46. So listen how the mainstream news media, this goes back to my original point that Alan Dershowitz is making, that Kyle Rittenhouse has every right, and in fact, probably an obligation, to go after these mainstream hacks, news media hacks. Listen to this idiocy from Joe Scarborough. Play cut 46.
Here we have a 17-year-old kid, underage, said he bought an AR-15 because he thought it was cool. He drove across state, had his mother drive him across state lines. He appointed himself a militia member. He goes around and he ends up unloading, what, 60 rounds?
So, on Friday, the evidence revealed in court debunked this talking point. He called. So listen to what he says. Scarborough saying a self-appointed militia member unloading 60 rounds. I mean, this is, you know, by the way, this is so completely erroneous that I don't even know why I need to deal with it. As a matter of fact, he wasn't looking for trouble. He was cleaning graffiti. His city was getting burned down around him. Yes, his city, where he worked, where his friends were, where his family is. And he was not looking for trouble. He was looking to defend his community. And by the way, there's 500 National Guardsmen waiting for the verdict of this trial to be announced, but they were not there on the day of August 25th. And had they been, we wouldn't be talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. 7, Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, as then-candidate Joe Biden labeled him in a tweet showing the teenager's photograph. This is absolutely irresponsible from the leader of the free world. He should be ashamed. And as a matter of fact, Jen Psaki's only response to this question when asked by Peter Ducey was, well, we're not going to comment on an active trial. A complete cop-out. 8, he flashed a white power sign with Proud Boys. This is not true. He did not do that. He went to a bar for beer with his mother and other adults, which is legal in Wisconsin. He posed for selfies with strangers at the bar who the media say are Proud Boys and was pictured making the OK sign with his thumb and forefinger. The false claim that this is a white supremacist sign comes from a hoax in 2017. Thank you, fact checkers. I want to play cut 81. This is what a gem of a human this guy is. Bakari Sellers. I met Bakari one time. Was kind. Was cordial. But, you know, he saw me, knew who I was associated with, and tried to make a beeline for the other direction. That's fine. Cut 81, play.
If you look at the Rittenhouse case, he crossed state lines. His mama drove him across state lines, dropped him off so that he could help the cops or do whatever he thought he was doing. And the only person who fired shots that night was Rittenhouse.
Wow. This is what we talk about when we say fake news. Fake news, fake news, fake news. So we already debunked the fact that his mama drove him across state lines. She has told media outlets that, in fact, she worked a 16-hour shift. She didn't cross state lines and that he got himself to Kenosha that morning. So, you know, to clean graffiti, by the way. So we're almost through this list, and it's important that we finish it. So we just talked about how he didn't flash a white power sign because that's a hoax from 2017. Joe Biden flashes the OK symbol. It's completely acceptable to flash the OK symbol. It was literally a hoax on 4chan in 2017 designed to punk liberals. Amen. OK. The 9th lie. He wore surgical gloves to cover his fingerprints. The lengths that to which these people will go to smear this kid is just incredible. He was there to deliver first aid to protesters. He did not cover his face. There was no mask. He was not trying to hide himself or obscure his identity in any way, shape, or form. Thank you very much. That should be enough on that. And 10, I think this is perhaps my favorite for all of this list from the great Miranda Devine at the New York Post, friend of the show, great Australian-American, that Judge Bruce Schroeder is a Trumpy racist biased toward the defense. So let's go through some of the facts. So he told kind of like a lame joke about his Asian lunch. His Asian food meal being delayed because of the supply chain crisis. Okay, maybe it wasn't so funny, but it's not racist to say, hey, the supply chain is a national issue and it affects everybody. Let's talk about his ringtone. Some people thought it was the same song that is played at Trump rallies. We actually can't confirm that, but it's a ringtone. And then they claimed that he showed a bias because he did not allow the prosecution to call those that Kyle Rittenhouse shot, who were attacking him, victims. And this, as it turns out, is a completely normal custom to do so when the jury has not determined the outcome of the trial yet. If they were attacking him, they're not victims. They just simply got shot because somebody was in protecting themselves, self-defense. And then I think the way you really debunk this on behalf of Kyle and Judge Bruce Schroeder is you say he's a Democrat. He was appointed by a Democrat. He ran for the Wisconsin Senate as a Democrat. He's a Democrat, folks. Now, is he a completely woke Democrat? No, he's not. He's not. He's just an American who likes the Constitution, loves the Constitution, defends the Constitution. And listen, he's made a lot of decisions in this case recently, if you talk to our friend Jack Posobiec, that he does not – that conservatives, if you will, or Kyle Rittenhouse defenders would not appreciate, okay? So let's just leave it at that. He's not a Democrat. He's just not woke, and that's not good enough for the lefties.
But look, everybody, the country's falling apart. We know it. And we do a lot of different partnerships, but this one, I want you to listen carefully. Do you know that there's a yellow phosphorus crisis right now, which makes a synthetic fertilizer? I got to sound the alarm, everybody. We had Keith Rose on our show. Food shortage, it's coming. And I've been telling you about why and all we need to be prepared for in case the worst happens. Could be a power outage, EMP, you name it. And people say, are you being an alarmist? I'm a realist. You saw with the Fauci virus, things can get bad quickly. I prepared myself and my family, and I hope you have too. There's a food shortage coming, and the way things are going, it's not looking good. And none of us should ever gamble with our family's well-being. That's why I strongly endorse My Patriot Supply as the go-to source for your family's emergency preparedness products. You'll find more than just emergency food. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Carries just about everything you need for the challenging times ahead. Plus, your order will be shipped today much faster than the competition can. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get what you need quickly. They have food in stock ready to ship to your door in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Don't wait and suffer the pain of regret. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a little bit of breaking news from the Rittenhouse trial that I want to go over. This is pretty explosive stuff, and I have to say I'm here for it. I am enjoying watching this unfold because one of our favorite outlets to trash, MSNBC, is now banned from the Rittenhouse trial courtroom after reportedly following the jury bus. This is pretty juicy stuff. So the jury is in day three of deliberating the trial, the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. And Judge Bruce Schroeder just came on and announced that individuals had followed the jury bus, following it at a distance of about a block. And this individual claimed that he worked for MSNBC and was instructed to follow the jury bus by the outlet itself. So, repeat, this individual claimed that he followed the outlet by followed the jury bus by express direction from MSNBC. And then Judge Schroeder banned MSNBC from the courtroom. So the individual who followed the bus identified himself to police as James J. Morrison. And that individual reportedly said that he was following the jury bus at the instruction of Irene Bayan, who is a booking producer with NBC in New York. Now, I'm reading from the Post Millennial here. If I click on Irene Bayan on the link, her LinkedIn is now gone. Could not be found. So that didn't take very long. And her Twitter's down. Everything's down. Nobody can find this person. And I believe we have the clip from this explosive moment in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Again, this is breaking. Let's go ahead and throw to it right now.
Certain persons, because we received a report this morning from the Kenosha Police Department that last evening, and let me just set this background here, the jury in this case is being transported from a different location in a bus with the windows covered so that they don't have to look at any, aren't exposed to any signs by one side or another or interest in the case. And so I'm going to call it a sealed bus. And that's been done every day. And then they're brought here to this building. And last evening, a person who identified himself as James G. Morrison and who claimed that he was a producer with NBC News, employed for MSNBC, and under the supervision of a person. What's going on? Oh, okay. Under the supervision of someone named Irene Bayan in New York for MSNBC, the police, when they stopped him because he was following in a distance of about a block and went through a red light, pulled him over and inquired of him what was going on, and he gave that information and stated that he had been instructed by Ms. Bayan in New York to follow the jury bus. The matter is under further investigation at this point, and the media has asked questions about it. That's the latest I have. And he was ticketed for violating a traffic control signal. He's not here today from what I'm told, and I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely.
So that is the full clip, and I wanted you guys to hear it in its full context, because not only was MSNBC just banned from the courtroom, which is just great, like, you know, where's my eating popcorn emoji when I need it? Other reports indicate that this came directly from the producers at MSNBC, or at NBC at least, maybe MSNBC, maybe NBC, I'm not sure. Now, some of those people tend to operate across those divisions, those news divisions, others do not. But this came directly from the top down to this James Morrison guy, and he then proceeded to run a red light while following the jury bus at about a block. And the question then becomes, oh, and then he gets a ticket. So he was stopped by police for running that red light. Thank God. Because the question then becomes, what was he about to do when following the jury? Was he trying to photograph them? Was he trying to ascertain their identities? You know, when you have a case as explosive as the Rittenhouse trial, when you have 500 National Guardsmen on wait in case the city burns for a second time, when you have protesters on the courthouse steps fighting one another, there was a report yesterday of a anti-Kyle Rittenhouse protester body slamming a pro-Kyle Rittenhouse protester. That person has been arrested. Tensions are very high. And all over Twitter, you're seeing reports that they are going to burn this city down. Wait until we show you what's about to come for you, Kenosha, if Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted. The coercion of our judicial system is at the very core of this case. It's not just a case about Kyle Rittenhouse, although his life is certainly on the line here. This is a case about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is on trial. The rule of law is on trial. The right to an impartial jury is on trial. And meanwhile, the race baiters over at MSNBC, including Joy Reid, meanwhile, they are sending out reporters, and I use that term loosely in this instance, thugs, more like it, to harass and harangue the jury pool to influence their decision. Now, we have heard conflicting reports about what's going on with this jury. There are some reports that say there were two jury members that were wearing masks the whole time and that they are now the people that are holding it up, now holding up the acquittal. That would ultimately result in a hung jury. Now, I can't confirm that because technically we're not supposed to know about what any of the jurors are thinking right now. But these are some reports that are leaking out one way or the other, and I would be remiss if I didn't at least try and communicate them. So whether or not that's true, we understand that one of their main concerns of this jury is that the city will burn. That this will be LA riots. This will be Kenosha 2.0. That this will be all. This will be reminiscent. It will spark a national riot campaign. That this will spark riot season as we head into winter, which is normally, you know, when people are a little bit more subdued. And frankly, I understand that concern on a human level, but on a constitutional level, on a rule of law level, on Kyle Rittenhouse's behalf, who is innocent, who did nothing wrong, in the opinion of this show and of myself. I think the video evidence clearly details that. In hour one, we debunked 10 lies that have been told about Kyle Rittenhouse that this trial set right. So for the sake of truth, these jurors have to be allowed to make their decisions freely without the threat that media operations like the propagandists and the apparatchiks over at MSNBC who have been doing nothing but spreading race bait and lies that will further inflame this country, that they would be allowed or attempt such a sneaky, nasty, vile maneuver as to stalk these reporters or these jurors is absolutely beyond the pale. There needs to be a full investigation. This is criminal.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason. Charlie Kirk here, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy does not cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you need Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title the instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way to your home's title. They help shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address now to see if you're already a victim. It's a very important service. Make sure your home is not being stolen without your knowledge. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio for 30 free days of protection. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio.
Biden's poll numbers keep heading in the wrong direction. Okay, so if you look at like a graph of the polling numbers of Joe Biden, they essentially were way above water when he started, and they've been slowly going downhill ever since. And then there was an inflection point where his negatives outweighed his positive. That was right around Afghanistan and the debacle there. And then that was widely reported that his polling numbers had gotten as low as 39 and 38% approval rating. Well, basically, the White House, there was reports in the news saying that it couldn't get any worse. They're not. They thought they'd hit their floor, that they couldn't go any lower. But lo and behold, a new Quinnipiac University national poll came out today. And it reveals that the president's approval rating stands at a dismal 36%. Now, reminder, Quinnipiac is a left-leaning rag. I mean, they essentially pad it for the Democrats every single time by at least like 4 to 6 percentage points. So again, the presidential's approval rating stands at 36%, with disapproval at 53% in the new Quinnipiac poll. That's the president's lowest level of public support in Quinnipiac polling since taking over the White House in January. Well, of course it is. He's done one better than 38%. I thought that was the floor. I thought there was definitely at least 38% of the population in this country that was going to back him no matter what. So the interesting piece to this is that it's also been reported that Kamala Harris is polling 10 points below Joe Biden. So let's just say he's at 38%. Let's be nice. Let's just say he's at 40%, the average of all the polls, Real Clear Politics, 40-41%. Say she's at 30-31% approval rating. Well, that has sparked quite the little controversy and quite a scoop from Fox News' Chad Pergram. He was actually emailed something that probably shouldn't have been emailed, where essentially he was told to look into what it would take to replace a vice president in the middle of a term. And I'm going to get into why this is important next, but let's go ahead and play Cut 53, and we'll get into it.
But I got an email from somebody who really knows this place very well, who said, Chad, start to familiarize yourself with the confirmation process, just not in the Senate, but the House, for a vice president. Of course, we've not gone through that since, President Ford picked Nelson Rockefeller. Again, as you know, Brett, I'm always playing defense and preparing for things like that. But I was very surprised to get that very cryptic email just a couple of weeks ago.
So that's a heck of a scoop to get that email, that they are going to look into potentially. Now, this is we have to say allegedly, right? We don't have all the facts yet. They are looking into replacing Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, this is Vice President Kamala Harris that was an absolute choice. She ripped Joe Biden to shreds on the debate stage, alleging that he's a racist. Dr. Jill Biden is then reported to have fired back that she was full of you-know-what. And then she later said, hey, bygones are bygones. We're moving on. The question is essentially this. Joe Biden has said publicly that he plans to run for re-election. Now, whether or not that was the agreement that Kamala and Joe had at the beginning, we don't know. In theory, many people speculate that he was planning on dropping out. Kamala was going to assume the lead role. She was going to run for president in 2024. Them looking to replace Kamala is a very interesting sign, if true, that all is not well behind the White House doors and that there is trouble in paradise. And I will say, she's basically the worst vice presidential candidate I have ever seen, vice president we've ever seen in American history. Quite possibly true.
Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size regularly $79.98 and $24.98 with a promo code, or king size usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
So there's a story here that I love it too much. I have to get to it. Reading from Fox News. Ilhan Omar claims Boebert defecates Congress. I do want to say I think English is her second language. So defecates Congress is a questionable use of those two words in conjunction. After Boebert's brother husband dig. All right. So do we have that clip ready to go here of Lauren Boebert? Yeah. So by the way, Representative Boebert is going to be speaking at America Fest, AmFest, as its truncated version is amongst us here, December 18th through the 21st. We recommend everybody come to Phoenix for AmFest. It's going to be amazing. I mean, we have the most star-studded lineup. Go to tpusa.com/AmFest to get your tickets. Boebert will be there, and I can't wait because she's on fire. Let's go ahead and play her cut from the Well of the House. And she had some choice words. She didn't hold back.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time. But since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top. my colleague and three-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who receives classified briefings
expired.
Was
gentleman
sleeping with the
Florida.
Enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never
gentleman,
be.
Gentlemen, his time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
Wow. She was throwing some barbs there. You don't want to get in the way of that little pistol. She's 5 foot nothing and carries a big punch, I will tell you. She's just such a spark plug. So she calls Ilhan Omar the Jihad Squad, which is pretty good. And that she paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. Now, you know, Fox News has to be very careful and say, well, these are unconfirmed allegations. They're pretty well confirmed. And, of course, this whole thing was happening as, you know, for the censure of Representative Paul Gosar from here in Arizona for an anime meme that he posted that, you know, anyways, they of course, censored him because they could do that. They have the numbers or whatever. But the whole thing was just this total act of political theater. They don't care about, you know, the FBI stalking parents, school board members in Scottsdale stalking parents. They don't care about inflation. They just want to spend more. By the way, they're trying to pass the Build Back Better social and climate spending bill by the end of this week, which is going to be wildly – I don't think they're going to pull it off, folks. Let me tell you, inside sources, I don't think Manchin's going to vote for it. There's breaking news out of the Hill today that Manchin is undecided on whether he's going to vote to bring that to a vote. So they need all 50 Democrats to do that. Not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But bravo, Representative Boebert. Bravo. Choice words indeed. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Remember, go to tpusa.com/amfest. You're not going to want to miss out on the celebration of the century in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't care where you are in the country. Get on a plane, get on a train, drive there, get to Phoenix, Arizona, December 18th to the 21st. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind experience. You're not going to want to miss it. Tickets at tpusa.com/amfest. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, we'll see you next time.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.